Hi, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Hi, folks. This is Carrie Hines of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's about 7:22 in the morning, and I'm so sorry about that. This is digital broadcasting, and from time to time, you're going to have some concerns and some challenges along the same line as yesterday. Today, however, for some reason, the show just ceased broadcasting, so I wasn't quite sure what happened and where we were and why. I don't think I hit any wrong buttons. I'm much more skilled than that. But in case we're back on, we're live. We've got a few minutes to go right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We will be broadcasting until 9 o'clock, and we're going to keep it moving. I think we were in the middle of the amazing Eric Monte tribute, so I'm going to try to get that back on. Or maybe what we'll do, we'll bring it to you a little later. Let's just kind of get things moving with some music. We'll get things kind of reestablished. Just hang in there with us. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. So stay with us.
Yeah.
you so much for being with us. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines. It's Tuesday, February 17th, 2015. It's about coming up on 7:30 here as we broadcast live from New York City. Ms. Yate, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. And folks out there, I want to thank you for being with us. I can see folks have joined us again. It is, boy, oh boy, that's, you know, again, this is, I don't know, it's kind of cuckoo, but things like that happen from time to time. We've done 31 shows, I'll say 30 shows, without any incidents whatsoever, technical challenges, nothing like that. And here we are just batting 1,000 this week. So this is all, I know, as strange as it sounds, folks, but this is just another testament for me to practice what I preach. So
yeah.
We definitely, yeah, because this is what I was just talking about in today's Let Your Spirit Soar segment, where we anticipate this, and it also helps me to see what are the extent of the technical challenges, like what could be the worst thing. And that pretty much ranks up there, because what technically happened was the ending of the episode. But that's okay. That's no big deal. If we can, you know, we have enough wisdom to know to call back in or to log back in on the system. Again, this is digital broadcasting. The difference between broadcast, terrestrial broadcast, which is your turn-to-dial radio, and digital broadcasting, is that anything can happen in digital. Even the tracks that you play can have a bit of a, you know, a blip, and that's something that you cannot control. Anything can happen. You know, for the youthful generation, the kids out now, you know, they're very familiar with digital broadcasting and all that. They're just so used to it, they just keep right on going. It amounts to, remember in the old days when we used to have the 45 records or whatever, and the record would skip? That's what it reminds me of in digital broadcasting. Like, you'll play a track, and if you play it over and over, it'll just start creating these little blips and start just kind of skip over certain spots. And there's nothing you can do about it but just replace the digital track. So that kind of thing. I thought this, you know, I gave them a little bit of credit for yesterday's challenges. Today's thing, today I can't imagine. It's not likely to be able to do something like that. So I don't know. But we'll investigate and get to the bottom of it. The good news is that we're back. And we're going to keep on going forward. It's going to take a whole lot more than that to change our spirit this morning, and you know, we're gonna stick to that Let Your Spirit Soar truth, which I really do believe that. So we're not gonna look at this as a challenge, especially not a problem, but definitely not even so much as a challenge, just things that happen. We have to keep on moving. So with that being said, now the Eric Monte tribute, I'm gonna put it back on at about 8 o'clock this morning. So at least you can get through the beginning of it again. So we'll let it just air all the way through. It is he has so much good stuff to share that I really don't want to just skip it. So, you know, we'll get that back on at 8 o'clock this morning. And in the meanwhile, I've got some wonderful hair folks to share with you. Just some recent things we'll take it from there. So stay with us. There's a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. I want to thank all of you for being with us this morning and just supporting us and just, you know, staying with us. We'll work through all of this. And we're also going to make sure our engineer that we address all of this to see what the heck happened. And we're going to put that behind us and keep going forward. Miss Ahava Felicidad. Ahava Felicidad has some wonderful things to share. Stay with us. There's a lot more of the Hair Radio Show to come.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us, and I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called the Hava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic hair organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey, at Studio Pure by Hava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well. Mix and make natural products. Have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes, so technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call thin buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the classes on cylinders, that's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extension, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did. And then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have. And the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. And I see that you're very happy when you do this because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is you really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair, because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because they, you know, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And I actually still have, you know, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrow certification, class or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who would come into a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, you know, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, you know, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent, cultural, it's spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on, you know, the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that would provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any post that I make or pages for Hava Felici Dodd Hair and Body at havafelicidodd.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show before and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felicidad, the Holistic Hair Healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes,
I watched
hair.
One or two, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there. But I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And,
yes.
You know, it's, yes, please speak to that, because you're really able to. I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate. And I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path. And I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning.
Yeah.
There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. I call it's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey. And then natural movement began to blossom, and this big chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is, because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing, and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. 1 inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm a crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair, or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person's going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, 6. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturalists to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow, and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to just start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined us, you're listening to their radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felicidad. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy, because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have classic essentials, we have classic carrier oils, we have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have three or more essential oils, and it's an aromatherapy experience, because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the studio tour experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now you it sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is. And I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, however they need to come
mm-hmm.
out, because you make it sound so great.
Yes, it's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session. So everything that's here is by appointment, or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate, and then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio mm-hmm. is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater.
Oh,
so
yes,
we're inside there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer like some open store hours to just come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art, in order to expand us out culturally. Events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
And I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program. Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs, because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs, and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept, and it's the Ahava Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter. So I'm a hair expert there, and I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with lock
twisting. And how do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Well, listen,
mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
You really are, and you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God. I want to thank God first, my family, and, of course, the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. Yeah, I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure. And you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you. Well, Ahava, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
Did you know that African Americans spend more than $30 billion a year in hair products alone? Well, Pierre Remy knows this. And if you're a hairstylist, salon owner, or beauty entrepreneur, you also know that about 30% of your business income is spent on distribution alone. Pierre Remy has created a way for you to operate as your own distributor, keeping the overhead that you normally spend to have your products delivered for yourself. That's right. At Pierre Remy, we offer a high-quality system designed to help you regain control of the hair industry by providing an affordable turnkey system that gives you access to sell high-quality hair and generate residual income. As a Pierre Remy member, you'll receive product samples, professional sales and marketing materials, a customized website, training, introduction to our credit program, and much, much more. And you can join for as little as $5. Inquire about this incredible opportunity with Pierre Remy. Contact us at 1-800-250-4992. That's 1-800-250-4992 or mypierremy.com/2412.
Now on sale, The Meeting Place, authored by Walter Allen Scott. The Meeting Place is an exciting, hot new release that takes the reader inside the world of today's barbershop. For the first time, be a fly on the wall and listen in to the truths that are being revealed that you won't be able to put down. It'll grab your attention from page one, The Meeting Place. Buy your personal autographed copy today, exclusively online at WalterAllenScott.com.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. I've got a very special guest on the line with us, Miss Alicia Marie Rivers of Jewelry Magazine.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm fine, Alicia. Welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I want to jump right on in. Let's tell the folks about Jewelry Magazine.
Well, Jewelry Magazine is a beauty and wellness magazine for women of color. We have as our editor-at-large, Vivica Fox, and what we basically cater to is women and encourage them to feel pretty and to live pretty, which is our tagline.
Okay. Now, how did this all come about? Well, first of all, I mean, there's so many questions I want to ask you, but how did the idea of Jolie Magazine really come about?
Well, Carrie, when I was 16, I've always had this dream of having my own magazine. And I've worked at different magazines throughout the years, and I said, you know what, there's no magazine out there that really targets us from a beauty perspective. So I said, one day I want to start my own magazine. So I got together with my partner, Rachel Breton, and we created Jolie.
Which is one of those magazines that, every single woman of color must have.
Yes, it is. Because it's not just about what cosmetics you should be using for a particular season, but it's also encouraging women to, like I said before, live pretty and be happy with who they are no matter what they look like in terms of complexion, size, but really just embrace their natural beauty.
Now, I want to talk about Miss Vivica A. Fox. How on earth did you get Vivica to take part in a project like this? I had never known her to be so closely tied to any kind of a publication. So how did all that come about?
Well, when Rachel and I were thinking about the magazine, I said to her that we need someone that people can easily relate to, kind of like, you know, a best girlfriend or someone that has a great sense of humor, and Vivica was at the top of the list.
Mm.
Contacted her publicist,
mm-hmm.
at a meeting, presented Vivica with our whole idea as well as a comp of the magazine, and she loved it, said, listen, I'm on board with you guys.
Well, I have to tell you something. First of all, I'm just blown over, and I'm sure our listeners out there, the ones who've already picked up some of the copies, let's tell our listeners out there, Alicia, how often does the magazine come out, and how might they be able to get a copy of Jolie Magazine?
It's bi-monthly. It comes out every other month, and they can pick it up at Barnes & Noble, Kroger, 7-Eleven, Rite Aid, as well as independent, depending on where they are, independent gas stations, places like that, as well as B. Dalton.
Now, how about the website?
The website, JolieLivePretty.com.
Terrific. Now, I'm
terrific to have you with us on the Hair Radio Show. And for those of you, again, who have just logged in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me on the line is Ms. Alicia Rivers of Jolie Magazine.
Thank you, Carrie.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, let's talk about some of your experience. I mean, of course, being the editor-in-chief, you have worked with some of the top magazines, I know, in the past. And it's really interesting when I kind of review your information, because I'm looking at someone who was kind of creating and trailblazing a role in terms of being a woman of color at magazines that were historically, you know, pretty much across the board, not necessarily, you know, relating to one particular ethnicity. Mm-hmm. So it was thrilling to see someone kind of like really trailblazing, you know, that type of role in with the magazines.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, I'm really proud of my achievements thus far. There was one magazine that I worked for called 101 Hairstyles, which was a non-ethnic magazine, and I was the first black woman to head that particular publication.
Wow.
So I'm very proud of myself for that. And previously to that, I was with a magazine called Black Elegance.
Right, BE, yes, of course.
And I was the beauty editor for maybe a few 5 years, I believe it was, and that was a great experience.
So you have really... paid your dues, but you've cut your teeth. As they say, you've cut your teeth very well.
I have. And like I said, I always said to myself, you know, we need something out there that's fun and not necessarily dictating what you should look like, but telling you, listen, embrace your beauty, have fun. You know, live your life through pleasure, enjoy who you are and what you look like, and that's what Jolie is all about.
Well, terrifically said. Now, I love that, that I think there was a line that I thought was just terrifically stated on your site as well. Now, there's something I want to ask you about. I saw you, I believe, on the Montel Williams show.
Yes.
And I think you were also with Vivica Fox, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I was.
Now, tell us about that. And tell us, it seems like your foray, you're definitely getting more into television and some of the other aspects that are out there. Tell us about all of that and what was that experience like?
Oh, my God, it was great. Montel is just fantastic. His producer, Antoinette, is fantastic as well. We partnered with him and did a makeover show for women. And it was just phenomenal, just to see the befores and afters and how gracious these women were. And Vivica was just great to fly in and participate in the show.
Yeah, it was just an outstanding, and it was a great surprise, too. It was really a terrific, well-done show.
Thank you.
So do you see yourself developing more in that area as well?
I do. I've started to get offers to do more television, just to make a guest appearance. And that's something that I've thought about, but I've been so busy just in terms of creating the magazine and mm-hmm. doing things here and there that television's always been in the back of my mind.
Well, you have got a great magazine out there, and it is on the stands, and it's, as you had mentioned, in all those wonderful locations. We just want to remind the folks, again, we want them to check out, we want you guys out there to check out the website,
www.jolielipretty.com, as well as you can pick up the magazine at Barnes & Noble, B. Dalton, Kroger, Safeway, Giant, Rite Aid, 7-Eleven, as well as on the website.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything that's coming up? Can you give us just a sneak peek at perhaps what's coming up in an upcoming issue or two?
Well, our next issue hits newsstands May 2nd, which is our fourth issue, our summer issue.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And Vivica is speaking to a very good friend of hers, and there's some juicy tidbits.
Are you going to drop one for our listeners today, or do we have to wait till the magazine comes out?
You have to wait, but I will say a huge celebrity makes a guest appearance.
Well, terrific. Now, when the magazine comes out, I'm going to hold you to this, and I want you to come back and tell us about that experience.
No, I will. I definitely will.
Well, again, I want to thank you so very much for being with us today. You are definitely doing some wonderful things, and we want you guys out there to pick up Jolie Magazine. Again, the website is www.jolielivepretty.com. And my special thanks to Alicia Rivers.
Thank you. And ladies, please always remember to live pretty. You only have one chance in this life to live the life that you want to lead. Don't waste another moment. Live pretty.
Perfectly said.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks for being here.
No problem.
Stay with us.
Would you like to be successful in the hair business? Then you need to visit successinhair.com. Success in Hair is a company that provides you with unlimited access to the highest quality of hair extensions in the world. Would you like to build a sustainable hair distribution business? Well, Success in Hair will provide you with a roadmap to do so by allowing you to act as your own distributor, enabling you to make profits on the retail sales that you generate. Success in Hair, a company with your future in mind. Please visit us at successinhair.com or call 1-800-526-2610. Once again, that's 1-800-526-2610.
And we're back live. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We're so happy to have you with us. Ms. Yate, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great to have you as well on this Tuesday morning, February 17th. It's about 8:02 in the morning as we broadcast to you live from New York. Hey, we need to give the secret word of the day. And
okay,
this
I'm
is where we would have our secret word music inserted. But the secret word today is Prince.
Come on.
P-R-I-N-C-E, like the singer Prince. That's what our secret word is today. Now, coming up after the music, let's tell folks what you need to do with that. You need to email that word to secretword@hairradio.com. And you need to do so within the next hour while we're live on the air. So email us at email us the word Prince to secretword@hairradio.com. And as long as we get that from you before 9 o'clock, you'll be credited with 5 points added into your bucket of the Hair Radio Rewards points. So that's how that works. And if you're not a Hair Radio Rewards member, when you email us at secretword@hairradio.com, give us your name, your phone number, and your email address, and you'll be credited also with 1,000 points for signing up. So you'll have a big bucket to get you kicked off and started. Now, we're going to get the Eric Monte tribute on for you in just a couple of minutes, and also because you guys have asked for it, for us to roll it back to the top, and we will. But here is one of our mainstay songs to keep things moving along. We're going to go Back to My Roots by RuPaul. So stay with us. There's a lot more of the Hair Radio Show to come.
This is a special shot going out to my mama, Miss Ernestine Shaw. Mama used to do people hair in the kitchen. Press and curl, hot curlers, everything. Hair weave,
just go to the salon. That's to you all y'all down there, brothers and sisters. Miss Erlene, Little Dean, Renetta, Lil Baby Boy, Tone Tone, Leonard, K-Ron, Cornisha. Peace to my brothers and sisters. Peace, love, and hair grease.
A revolution. A revolution.
Familiar with his name, but you know his work. Have you heard of Coolie High or Good Times? He created both of them. He was the driving force behind the socially conscious sitcoms that were produced by Norman Lear, including All in the Family, Maude, Sanford and Son, The Jeffersons, What's Happening, and What's Happening Now. He assisted in creating all of those. In addition to these groundbreaking classics, he also wrote an episode of In Living Color and Moesha. Now, as you know, Eric Monte is a legend and a pioneer in the television and movie industries. He's responsible for the first successful show with a black cast since Amos and Andy. He was one of the hottest young writers in Hollywood in the 1970s. He was a trailblazer in black television by showing America and the world an authentic view of life as a black American. Now, prior to 1970, blacks were portrayed, you know, like servants, sidekicks, or clowns, and uneducated. Now, Mr. Monte created characters that were controversial and politically and socially conscious. It was the first time we saw ourselves on television living in a positive and productive way.
Thank you very much, Pierre Andre Evans. And welcome to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, this is a very special tribute to one of the most prolific TV writers of our time, Mr. Eric Monte.
Absolutely.
Now, I've got to start off with the beginning for him. You know, growing up in Chicago's Cabrini-Green housing project. Can you, first of all, you being from Chicago, would you be able to tell all of us what is the Chicago Cabrini-Green housing project?
Yes. Cabrini-Green has a history of violence. It's a large group community. It has regular projects. It has row houses. It's in the north part of Chicago. It's north. It's just a little west of downtown Chicago, which is the business district. But it's known very much for all the violence and things that have happened there. A lot of movies are shot there. Candyman, you know, the TV show that was shot there. Good Times was supposed to be shot there. They did the outside from the Cabrini-Green, but the interior was done in a studio. But yeah,
so that exterior. Exterior on Good Times, not to interrupt you, but the exterior on Good Times, when the show is coming on and we see the big building, you know, being panned across, if you will, that's Cabrini Projects?
That's Cabrini-Green, yes. And as I said, it had, because it's demolished now, but it had about four different buildings of that size. It's more than just one building. And they also had row houses. It was different sections to it. It was a community. It was like a ungated community. You know what I mean? It was a collection of project buildings.
Uh-huh. And now, how did that shape Eric Monte's, what he's shared with you? How did that shape his belief system in terms of, and how did that contribute to his writing?
Well, I know about him growing up in housing projects. As a child, he had creative juices flowing and deep inspirations and aspirations. He loved cowboys, you know, like Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, the Lone Ranger. And he used to ride around his house on a broomstick like it was a real horse. And one day, a white man approached him while he was playing. And he said, "Who are you supposed to be?" And Eric rode back to the man on his little broom horse, and he said, "I'm the Lone Ranger." And the man looked at him with shock and said, "You can't be the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger is white." And that was a moment that he made a vow that when he grew up, he was going to make some black heroes. And he was telling that story to his mother. And as a child, his mother, her name was Eileen, she told him, "Little Eric, there has never, ever been a black writer in Hollywood. And if there would be, he would be some high yellow black with a Harvard degree, not some high school dropout from Cabrini-Green." And, you know, Eric being Eric responded to his mother and said, "Mama, I'm going to do this." And one week later, he left with $5 and a suitcase. And he went out to Route 66 and hitchhiked his way to Hollywood, even though he didn't or never have even written a word before. He said, "I'm out."
Wow. Now, I want to make sure, well, first of all, folks out there, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, we are chatting with Mr. Pierre-André Evans, and you've been introduced to him right here on the Hair Radio Show. Now, he has a great article that was written for SoulTrain.com. So this is an online destination, SoulTrain.com, which is where this wonderful article on the great writer, Mr. Eric Monte, is. So you can certainly go there and check it out. And Pierre, I have to say, you really, you get to the heart of this man. You get to the heart of Eric Monte through your work. Absolutely. Now, I also want to take a moment to let all the listeners out there of Hair Radio know that at the very end of this wonderful, wonderful tribute to Mr. Eric Monte, you've got a surprise from Eric himself.
Yes, so, I do have a surprise, and we're going to save that till later.
Okay, so we'll save that to the end. So, folks, you want to stay with us. It'll be something very special that you all out there will appreciate and enjoy. So I'm loving this. Now, a lot of folks have always wanted to know, including me. Mm-hmm. Now, what exactly did Eric Monte share with you about when he first came, when he first came to Hollywood and uh-huh. even before he left Hollywood? Now, my belief is that he met Mike Evans, who we got to know as Lionel Jefferson number one and the main.
Yes, the original Lionel.
The original Lionel, the original, the real Lionel, so to speak.
Right.
So we're going to ask you to tell us that story.
Okay. Well, but before leaving off to Hollywood, Eric had met Mike Evans, and they struck up a friendship, and they decided to collaborate and make things happen. He formed a partnership with Mike Evans. And as you said, that's the guy who played the original Lionel on All in the Family, Lionel Jefferson, I mean. And they created Good Times, and that was based on Monte's life in Cabrini-Green. And, you know, the Jeffersons, that's based on Mike Evans' life. So they first did Eric Monte's life, and then they broke off and did Mike Evans' life.
Well, I have to jump in. I've always wondered that. I never knew that the Jeffersons was Mike's side, and because we did realize that, was it a coincidence, even when you mentioned Good Times, that the family had the name Evans?
That, yes, that always, even as a child, when I grew up, people, and then I'm thin.
And, right, and you're an Evans
and
yourself.
Skin, people used to tease me and call me JJ. He said, that's your Evans family. That's your family. You know what I mean? So it wasn't funny, but I laughed at it. But I was cool. My name was on TV, so I was cool with that. But it was that's very, very coincidental.
Okay, and Mike Evans, and Mike is actually the youngest of the Evans kids on Good Times.
Right. On your time, right. So he gave tribute to him on his show before they actually made the Jeffersons. He gave tribute to his partner, and that was cool.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so that's how that all came about. So this is great. We're getting a little bit of a background.
That's how they met, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he had also once then going to move once he got to Hollywood. I'm saying he met up with Norman Lear, and then he wanted to create some characters. And I don't know if you want me to go into how he created the characters or anything like that.
First of all, let's tell the folks out there. And again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and joining me, we have Mr. Pierre Andre Evans, who did a fantastic article on Eric Monte, who is the famed writer and creator from, he collaborated with Norman Lear on The Jeffersons and All in the Family and so many of the TV shows that we know and love and that were absolutely hit shows. So The Jeffersons actually ran longer than All in the Family. So these are just some wonderful characters that he created, as well as What's Happening Now, and of course the number one movie of our culture, which is Coolie High.
Coolie High.
So, so he's done so much, and we wanted to pay special tribute today to give you a little bit more of some of the background and some of the wonderful anecdotes that that only Pierre can share, because you have spoken with him and you maintain a wonderful friendship with Mr. Eric Monte. And as we've been kind of teasing it a little bit here and there, but the issues that at the end of today's wonderful journey, we're going to have a little bit of an update directly from Eric Monte to share with specifically for the fans of the Hair Radio Show. So we want you to stay with us for all of that. Now, I really have a big interest in talking about some of the TV characters that he created along the way. I want to focus for a moment on Good Times. And the whole issue surrounding James, the whole issue surrounding the famous, what was that line that Florida said?
Damn, James. I know that's one that she always, that's a famous line from there. Absolutely.
Exactly. It's one of the most memorable lines in TV history.
Yes,
and we want to, is there anything you can tell us about, I think, that Eric talks about the whole thing surrounding James and how it appeared that, how they felt about having a strong black male character in the way that he believed. So why don't you share that story?
Okay. Eric was very, very persistent in keeping James as a character. Now, the late Esther Rolle, that was his wife, Florida, on the TV show, she's gone down on record saying that she would not do a TV show shown all around the world about a black woman with three kids and no husband. Now, she said, I won't do that. Liz's response was that America did not want to see a strong black man on television. Now, she won that round, and the great John Amos was brought in to play James Evans Sr. Now, did you know that after every episode of Good Times, the network notes contained the same request, and it said, get rid of the father. Now, since they thought that a strong black male character did not work in a sitcom, that's what they wanted to do. Now, Monte and Evans rebelled against Lear, and he wanted to write the father out of the show and embellish the stereotypical JJ character. And just put a lot of attention on JJ.
Now, we want to remind everyone that all of this is written in your article at SoulTrain.com, so they can read the exact words and, the comments and these, and all this that is said by Mr. Eric Monte directly.
Absolutely.
So, I just want folks to know that these are not our words. These are the words of Mr. Eric Monte and his experience that he had while he felt when he was working with CBS and working with the great Norman Lear as well. So,
right. Yeah, these are his experience and his words, correct.
Wow. Now, so go right ahead.
Oh,
so
okay,
with a
so
strong saying, male character.
Right. He said that Eric Monte stated that working on Good Times is real hard because all of the white writers wanted to do stereotypical roles, and he refused that. Every week, he'd argue and fight, and they would ignore what he suggested and take all that, yes, sir, boss, you know, all that rooting to, yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir. He liked to take, they wanted to take that stuff to the cast, and John Amos and Esther Rowe, they wasn't having it, and they would have a fit. Then they'd give them what he wrote, what Eric Monte wrote, and then the cast would like that. So they were trying to push on the old stereotypical role, but Eric Monte wanted to progress. And then they'd shoot it, and then it would go on the air. Then the next week, it was the same fight all over again. Now, originally, Eric Monte pictured J.J. as a street-smart hustler who drove his honest, hard-working parents crazy. Eventually, they killed off James Evans, and the promotion of J.J.'s character got bigger, but the show didn't begin to keep the audience at hand, and it began to devolve into a less socially uplifting production. So with the demise of James, it lost a lot of characters, a lot of followers, a lot of viewers, and by them focusing on J.J. more, it became more of a Three Stooges type movie than a socially conscious show that it had once been. So killing James actually killed the show.
Wow. Now the show did go on though for a little while.
Oh, absolutely. It went on, yes.
So you're saying Eric Monte is saying that the level of quality and what was the the impetus behind it certainly kind of waned after they killed off the James character.
Right, because James gave it that strong father figure role, and he did, like punishing the kids and all that kind of stuff. And once that was good values to teach the viewers, and with him gone, it became more of a comedy. They made points every now and then, but it became more of a sit down and laugh instead of a learning experience that it used to be. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I was an avid watcher, of course, like many of you guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
I had, after James had died, I had every week, I just hoped that he would come back through the door and see, because James had gone off to that pipeline, to work on the pipeline, I think, in somewhere out on the West Coast, somewhere Pacific West, somewhere. And I said, gee, wouldn't it be great, because maybe he could say, Florida, I'm back. I really wasn't
back,
dead
baby.
And something.
All right.
Yeah, baby, I'm back. Well, that was another show. That was another show. But the whole idea behind that, and when they brought in Carl, I knew that was it for James.
They have moved on.
And he was the antithesis of the James character.
Up
he was down. Not the street. Yeah, James just had, a look. He could just, the whole look, was so strong and menacing that
he was
stayed
a strong black male role model. He was, for a lot of people growing up that didn't have fathers at home, because there's a lot of single parents growing up in that time, he was a lot of people's surrogate father. Actually.
Right. Exactly.
And people learned a lot from James for those that didn't
have
fathers at home. So
I totally concur.
Yes.
Very, very good. And speaking of his great characters, now, I have to tell you, I absolutely love the character of George Jefferson, too. And I know you may have not just outright asked him about George, but I love Sherman Hemsley. He was, from my home in Philadelphia. I got a chance to sit right next to him at the Arsenio Hall show. So I've great memories of this man and the character that he brought in when he was finally introduced on the All in the Family show. Because I know that Lionel was the first character who was introduced of the Jeffersons, and they kind of worked them all in and all of that. So talking a little bit about that, that was very interesting. And then in 1975, the great Cooley High was released. in the movie theaters and received rave reviews. So, you know, and I believe it was even had been ranked by Entertainment Weekly as one of the best high school movies of all time.
Of all times, yes, yes, yes.
So that was tell us, absolutely, what did Eric Monte share about his experiences of writing Coolie High? Tell us about that.
Yes. Okay, with Coolie High, he went on, he really wanted to show that that is an actual life story of his, too. That's him in high school. That's him. That's his life in high school.
Which character was based on him?
Preach, the black one with the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that's based on him. JJ is him on Good Times. And
wow.
Raj is him on What's Happening. So if you notice, they're all
he always wrote from his
experience.
Always. Wow. Okay. Wow. Very interesting. Okay.
Now, with the success of his film, Coolie High, behind him, he wanted to develop a TV version of that. And that's what Happening is. What's Happening, he developed that for ABC. Now, ABC's ethics and acceptance of black manhood was just as short-sighted, as it was on CBS when he was trying to promote James with the station. They weren't really following that. Now, according to sources, ABC would not greenlight the adaptation of Coolie High unless the character of the handsome Cochise was replaced. Now, reports say that ABC did not want young white girls swooning over a young, handsome black kid. Now, ironically, however, Lawrence Hilton Jacob, that's the one who played him, played Cochise in the movie, he wound up as a sweat hog on ABC's hit show, Welcome Back, Carter. What's Happening became the first African-American teen sitcom to break into the Nielsen ratings, and that's quite an accomplishment. But as always,
it
they
certainly
had a fight.
Was, wow.
They had a fight.
Well, I do want to jump in and say that with regards to, you know, the allegations about the, you know, whether ABC and how they felt about the, you know, having a young, attractive African-American male, you know, kind of leading the show. You know, there have been some conversations we've heard on our show and out there in the public. But again, we want to remind everybody, now this is your interview, Mr. Pierre-André Evans, with Mr. Eric Monte. Eric Monte, again, who is the famed writer and creator of many of these, of television history with these sitcoms. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to have his own words being, you know, shared with us today.
And these
again,
are his
this
views.
Is all, these are his views and his words. And
okay.
Again, the article can be found online at soultrain.com. So, and written by our very own Mr. Pierre-André Evans, and we're so excited
right.
to have you with us. So,
pleasure to be here.
So now we're talking, and he went on, Lawrence Hilton Jacob went on to great success, so we don't have to
exactly.
feel badly about that for him. He went on to great success in doing that and some other things along the way. The Jeffersons, as I indicated earlier, just kind of went on and lived on and took on. Every one of these shows had been a hit, had become a hit.
Yeah.
Every one of them had become a hit.
And a lot of them
hit.
Are still playing back-to-back. They have marathons, you know, a Good Times marathon, a Jeffersons marathon. What's happened that to this day? They still have marathons of his show. They have never went off the air from the day that they were created.
Now tell us, what has Eric been up to since he left or since the show stopped major production? Production, what did he do in those in-between years? Did he share any of that about his own personal journey?
His own personal journey, yes. He had a lot going on. And are you referring to after the shows?
After the success of the shows, correct. What happened after that?
Okay,
after they went off the air and stuff, you know, in terms of the first run shows.
He ran into a legal situation. Would you like for me to touch on that area?
Well, just go ahead and share. I mean, this is all, you know, it's out there.
Well, yeah. Well, unfortunately for Eric Monte, he had a lack of business knowledge and experience, as well as legal representation, which resulted in him losing ownership rights to most of his creations, as well as the financial benefits that go along with them. He didn't have contracts signed. He claimed his TV ideas were stolen from him in the 1970s, and in around 1977, he filed a lawsuit against Norman Lear, CBS, and ABC. And in 1974, he got the contract to write Cooley High. Now, when AIP, that's the people that organized the cast and crew, when they sent the cast to Chicago to shoot the movie, Eric quit Norman's company. And the following year, he came out with the Jeffersons. Now, Monty claimed that they stole his idea for All in the Family, the Jeffersons, Good Times, and What's Happening. Now, he sued them, but after winning the lawsuit, he was blacklisted in Hollywood, and he had been blacklisted all the way up until the present day. Now, as soon as he filed that suit, all of his offers that he had on the table for different productions dried up. Nobody in Hollywood would talk to him. He was blacklisted, and in 79, both of his shows that he created with Mike Evans ended. That's Good Times and What's Happening. Now, Mike Evans went back to his role as Lionel Jefferson, and Monty made a spinoff of the successful show What's Happening. And if you remember that, that was What's Happening Now. The spinoff ran until around 1988, but Monty then had spent most of the settlement money on a production of his original play that we've never seen, called If They Ever Come Back. The outcome of the play was a commercial failure. And going through all of that sent Monty into a downward spiral. This was in around 79, around 79, in the early 80s is when he really went into a downward spiral. And he fell on hard times. And he was even homeless. And he's quoted as saying, "My living in the streets and the shelters and me being broke, I see that as a minor inconvenience." He say, "Life is way too short for me to let some idiotic thing like that make me unhappy." He said he's not sad about anything, and he said he's happier. he just said he's happy, and he said his work isn't over. Now, what the settlement actually was, he received $1 million and 1% of royalties on the DVD sales of Good Times. That's all that he received, and he hasn't got anything since that. But they gave him $1 million, gave him 1% on just the DVD sales of Good Times, and told him to be on your way, and you'll never work again. But like I said, when I tell you about that play, If They Ever Come Back, he used all of that $1 million to promote his play. Nobody came to see it. So that's what sent him into depression, homelessness, bankruptcy. And he was just on the streets out in California and in Atlanta. And that's a sad story, but he pulled himself back up. That's rough.
He pulled himself back out and back up. And we want folks to know. And it was important that we got it out there that, you know, after having such amazing success, and we're not talking about on a little scale, we're talking about amazing success with creating television history, you know, and not being business savvy, and not, you know, and being happy to have a few dollars in your pocket and notoriety, you know, it can happen to, not only could it happen, but it has happened to many folks from our community who embarked upon careers in entertainment.
We were taking advantage of because of our lack of knowledge.
Okay, so we want to make sure that, again, just to remind the folks that this is all based on a wonderful profile that was done by our very special guest, Mr. Pierre-André Evans, who's with us right now, and you hear his voice along with mine, talking about this wonderful tribute to Mr. Eric Monty, the creator of so many wonderful comedy shows that we know, and the great Cooley High movie. Now, what is Eric working on today? What is Eric working on today? And can you bring us up to speed on how is Eric doing health-wise and so forth?
Yeah. Well, right now, he's authored two books. He has a book called Blueprints for Peace, and he has another book entitled A Prophet Ran Away. And he's trying to branch out into writing, and he's also still producing new ventures. It's the anniversary of Cooley High this year, so some work's going on with that. And he has had 7 or 8 strokes in the past 10 years. And I was just with him October, a couple of months ago. Oh, that was November. That was November. I was with him out in Vegas. I did a show out in Vegas, and we did a tribute to him. And we asked him to come to Vegas so we could present him with a plaque for making an outstanding contribution to the black community. And prior to that, I've been in touch with him, and he wasn't really able to speak clearly. His speaking in his mind is coming clear, but out of his mouth, the connection between his brain and his vocal cords, it gets lost in translation. And in his head, he may want to say, "Hey, Pierre, how are you doing?" And what will come out of his mouth would be chicken, computer, brown, go. And then you have to learn his language, because being around him a long time, you'll know that computer may mean facts, or computer may mean this. You know what I mean? So he's created his own language. So the best way for him to communicate is either through text or through email. But with that being said, he blew my mind when he came to Vegas, and we presented it with him with the award, and we were on stage, and I handed him the mic, and he talked just as clear as I did. He was like, "Thank you so much. I'd like to thank you all. It was really great writing, good times. I'm glad I touched all of you all's heart. I'm humbled." And I'm looking at him like, these people, I just told the people in the audience that he just had 7 strokes and he can't talk, and he's talking clearer than I am. And that blew my mind. So afterwards, I said, "What happened?" I said, "It's a miracle." And he said, "No, Pierre, when I get real, real excited, then my words flow out." He said, "But just on a normal basis, I really can't communicate." And his famous line is, "I can't talk. I had a stroke." That's all he get out. That's wow. His famous line. He would tell everyone. But he's doing much better. He's happy. He's on his feet. He's happy. That's the main thing. He's happy. And that's his favorite slogan that he says, "Have a happy."
Have a happy. We love it. And on that note, I want to take a moment to thank you, Mr. Pierre Andre Evans, for sharing your wonderful article that you've written, which was really the impetus of today's show, and tribute to Mr. Eric Monte. Now, I promised and I teased everybody earlier, and I know that you have a very special gift that Eric Monte has given you that's for us here at Hair Radio. So I'm going to let you take it away.
Okay. Well, before that, I just want to thank you, Carrie, for inviting me to the show. And it's really a pleasure and an honor for me to be here. Thank you so much, man.
Terrific. My pleasure.
All right. Now, this is a letter from Mr. Eric Monte, just written today. And he was very persistent and wanted me to read this to you, Carrie, as well as the audience. And here it goes. "Congratulations, Carrie Hines, on your return to radio and the return to the Hair Radio show. Sorry I couldn't talk to you, but I had a stroke and I can't talk. My speech sucks, but my brain works fine. Thank you for having me. I started writing so I could change the way we were being portrayed on TV, and I did that. I was tired of the stereotypes. I created TV shows that we could be proud of. Everything that I wrote is still being played 40 years later, and is still relevant today. On some stations, they play Good Times, The Jeffersons, and What's Happening back to back all day. Everything that I have written has been a hit, from movies to TV, and I ain't finished yet. I currently have my book, A Prophet Ran Away, for sale on my website, which is ericmontepublishing.com. That's E-R-I-C-M-O-N-T-E TEPUBLISHING.com. It's a romantic historical fiction novel based on Nat Turner. It's way better than anything I have written. You can order it from my website. Again, EricMontePublishing.com. And he writes, please buy my book, and he has a smiley face. Next year will be the 40th anniversary of Cooley High. I am planning a rescreening in Chicago, and I am also in talks about doing a remake of Cooley High. You will hear more from me real soon. I'm not dead yet, smiley face. Eric Monte, have a happy. That's to you and the fans.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, Pierre Andre Evans, on
you
the words directly from Eric Monte. I tell you, I want to say again, we can't say enough to pay tribute to this wonderful trailblazer. It's like there's just not enough words, really.
Right. And, he touched all America, especially
he touched
Black
all
America.
Of America.
Yeah.
Right, especially, and you know, and I can say I kind of think equally. Because
yes.
It changed and moved the dial ahead on the thinking process, and when you can do that, you've just done something that is completely that's miraculous. So we want to thank him, and we wish him all the continued success, and wish him well.
Absolutely.
And we can't
Absolutely.
Wait to see him, and just you know, again, we wish him all the best. So and we also want to take a moment to wish you the very best as well. Okay, Pierre.
Thank you.
So.
Thank
and,
you.
And we're going to look for some great upcoming reports and entertainment right here on the Hair Radio Show for you. So we'll keep the fans out there, up to speed on when to expect you on a regular basis and your contributions to us here at the Hair Radio Show.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to being the entertainment reporter. Sounds good. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Terrific. Glad to have you. Folks, keep it right here. There's more of the Hair Radio Show to come. Stay with us. Morning Show. It is Tuesday morning, February 17, 2015. It's about 8:51 in the morning as we broadcast to you live from Brooklyn, New York, to the world. With us on the line, we have Miss Yate, our regular in-house residential guest. Miss Yate, are you there?
There.
Yes, happy
Tuesday. All right. Yes, happy Tuesday. It has been a remarkable day. And it's actually been a lot of fun today. I've enjoyed a lot of the music. Yes, we've kind of given you a little bit of some current stuff, some wonderful older material, some younger material, just a little hodgepodge of everything. What I love about this particular song, I think it's like the 30th anniversary of We Are the World. And our very own Dionne Warwick, who was featured in the song. Of course, she's been on our show. And I thought about it, I said, oh, geez, the next time she's on a show, I have to ask her about that experience. My goodness. She's worked with the tops in entertainment for many, 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 many years. But I really wanted to find out a little bit more about that particular experience, with the great Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones and Tina Turner and Diana Ross and all those folks with all those mega personalities all in one place. Can you imagine what that was like?
Oh, man. It had to be a world moment. Just having everyone in one room.
Exactly. And that's what I'm kind of amazed about. You hear so much about the artists not being, they got all these huge egos and things. So, I don't know. I think it's quite remarkable, and I still love listening to that song. I also like the other one by Dionne, That's What Friends Are For, that she did with Gladys and Elton John and the great Stevie Wonder, of course. So love all that stuff. Coming up, speaking of music, it should be on Thursday's show. We've got the one and only Mr. Lenny Williams. Will be joining us live right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So he should be on Thursday's broadcast. Tomorrow, we will be featuring the one and only artist, Mr. Prince. We're going to feature his music on the broadcast in celebration of our 100th hour and the return of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we are really, really excited. Let me just tell you a little bit about it. And Yate, you, of course, can help me on this. But the show is going to be a lot of us, talking about it, reminiscing over some of the highlights of our time being back on the air. And you have quite a few of those, Ms. Yate, yourself.
Yes, I do. I have a couple favorite moments, some inspirational sayings from some of our guests that has resonated with me. And I'm just excited about the 100 hours.
So am I, and
it really doesn't
and I've
seem
got,
that long.
Yeah. It doesn't seem that long at all. It has been, but it really has. We've put together quite a few shows. This is our 32nd show today. Tomorrow we'll be celebrating our 33rd show, of course, as we go into the 100th hour. What I want to say also for you guys out there, please send us the text message if you have not done so already. Text the word Hair Radio, HAIRADIO, to the number 292929. And what that does, it allows for us to then send you updates on who upcoming guests are on the Hair Radio show. We could also tell you about who the new rewards partners are, and all kinds of sorts of wonderful things that kind of puts you ahead of everybody else. So please go ahead and send us something over. Send us that text, rather. Again, text the word Hair Radio to us at 292929. And then, Yate, why don't you remind everybody why it's important for them to send us the secret word of the day.
It's important to send the secret word of the day so you can add to your reward point. You get 5 points for the secret word.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you want to do that. You only have 5 more minutes to do that. So go ahead, send us an email to secretword@hairradio.com. and we'll go ahead and credit you with the 5 points. If you have not joined the rewards program, you can still participate. All you have to do is include your name, phone number, and your email address, and you'll be awarded the additional 1,000 sign-up bonus points of the program. And now, for folks who are just joining us today and may not be familiar, you can go to hairradio.com. There's information about the rewards program. There's also information about the text, signing up for the text. There's, you know, so much wonderful reference material there. And I'll likely post a few things a little later on today. So it's going to be just fantastic. So again, you want to tune in tomorrow morning, starting at 6 o'clock, and just remind everybody that we are here. And we've got a lot of great things to share, a lot of wonderful upcoming guests. Tomorrow there's a surprise visitor as well to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So on top of that, so to help us celebrate. So it's going to be really exciting. And if you missed the announcement at the top of today's broadcast, we're also launching between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour our morning cafe. So we're going to have a featured artist who will be on to sing live. Singing live, it's like your own private concert, right in your ear. So I can't wait. It's going to be extraordinary. We already have our first performer to the lineup. So just, oh, wow. You know, there'll be more announcements. Yes, Ms. Yate, there'll be a whole lot more announcements on this as we kind of move forward. One of the few who, I think this is going to be extraordinary. So I can't wait. Tomorrow, I will also try to include, as part of the celebration, a little bit from our celebrity interviews over the course of the month that we've had. Everybody from, as I said, Dionne Warwick and Melba Moore to the gentleman, Hinton Battle, who won a Tony, and Antonio Fargas, and just so many folks. So we'll be kind of airing some of those as we kind of proceed with the rest of the week. So, all right, sounds good. Stay tuned. We still have a couple minutes left. We're going to kind of give you a little bit of a preview tomorrow with this particular music tribute. And he's got so much in the way of music. He's just as prolific in music as we are in the broadcasting hair business. So we're real, real excited. Yate, I just want to, you know, give us your wonderful good. Oh, you know what, Yate, also before we put Prince on, I want to remind you, well, not so much remind, but I want to introduce this, and I want to get you, the folks out there listening, feedback on this. My new sign-off every day is going to be this. Are you ready? We got to get another drum roll sign-off style. It's going to be, I live in success. What does that mean to you? We'll talk about it on tomorrow's show. Okay, so that's my sign-off. I want to hear what you guys think. Also, you can email us and, meanwhile, reach out to us on through social media. Hey, that's it for today. Here's Prince. Make it a great Tuesday, everybody. Thanks, Yate.
Great Tuesday, Radio Hair Radio fans. Like my mother, she's never sad.
sounds like.